Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mediterranean diet. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Nia Eddy, dietetic intern here at Mississippi State University. Nia, you're here talking to us today about heart health and the Mediterranean diet. Can you tell me why this is important?
Hi, Amy. In the United States, cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women, accounting for about 610,000 deaths annually, which accounts for one out of every four deaths. And the state of Mississippi currently has the highest rate of cardiovascular disease mortality in the nation. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention recognizes unhealthy diet, physical activity, obesity, too much alcohol, and tobacco use as behavioral risk factors for heart disease. There are several studies, including one recently done by Harvard, that claim the Mediterranean diet can reduce the risk factors of heart disease.
Okay, so can you tell me more about the Mediterranean diet and how it works?
The Mediterranean diet is based off the diet of countries near the Mediterranean Sea, such as Spain, Greece, and the southern regions of France and Italy. It emphasizes eating primarily plant-based foods, such as fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and nuts. It also emphasizes limiting red meat to no more than a few times a month, eating fish and poultry at least twice a week, replacing butter with other fats, such as olive oil and canola oil, and using herbs and spices instead of salt to flavor foods. Eating these foods increases consumption of antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids, which protect against cardiovascular disease and help reduce bad cholesterol, respectively.
The Mediterranean diet seems to be beneficial to prevent cardiovascular disease. Why do you think more people don't follow it?
Sometimes people can be resistant to change if there's not an immediate need to do so, but even making the smallest changes can still help. It can be as simple as making meatballs with turkey meat instead of beef, or switching out butter for olive oil, or replacing chips with a serving of fruit. Sometimes people believe that they can't afford or don't have the time to eat healthy, which can be a misconception. Following the Mediterranean diet may not be as cheap as some fast food restaurants, but investing in your health and lowering your risk of heart disease can save you money on healthcare in the long run. Fresh fruits and vegetables are always a great option, and you can buy them in season at your local farmer's market or the grocery store, but canned fruits and vegetables may be a cheaper option and can replace them if needed. If you do buy canned fruits, try to avoid those packaged in syrup and look for low sugar products if available. If buying canned vegetables, choose low-sodium products if available. You can purchase meat and fish, either fresh or frozen, but you can typically save money buying frozen products. In regard to not having enough time to prepare healthy meals, preparation in advance is key. If possible, you can meal prep over the weekend or whenever best fits your schedule to ensure you have healthy meals throughout the week. Using a crock pot is also a great option. You can put your ingredients and seasonings in the crock pot in the morning and keep it on low heat throughout the day and come home to a hot, healthy meal after work. The What's Cooking USDA Mixing Bowl website has several recipes available that can be prepared using a crock pot.
Is there any other information you want to leave listeners with?
I just want to emphasize that changing your diet doesn't have to be drastic. Start with small changes and gradually increase practicing healthier eating habits. Again, cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in the United States, and starting small can have a large impact in the long run.
Okay, so you talked about replacing certain foods with other healthier foods. What about those of us who want dessert? We love our sweets. Could we maybe replace the ice cream with like a fruit sorbet and maybe eat dark chocolate instead of the regular chocolate, milk chocolate syrups and things like that?
That's definitely a good option. Fruit sorbet, it still has fruit content in it, so that would be a better option than ice cream, for example. And instead of a big chocolate cake, maybe you could have some dark chocolate, which is actually higher in antioxidants than regular chocolate.
Maybe even replace your regular salad dressings with like an olive oil-based salad dressing and make your own with your favorite spices.
That's definitely a great idea, Amy. You can add vinegar or, you know, any herbs or spices.
Today we've been speaking with Nia Eddy, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.